Good morning, and welcome to the Daily Inspiration. Today, we're going to look at the Pharisee and the Tax Collector. Luke 18:9-14. Also, he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. And the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week, I give tithes of all that I possess, and the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. So, here in the story, Jesus is telling us about a tax collector and a Pharisee, both of whom had come to the temple to pray. From this story, we draw a profound lesson, not about the act of worshiping or prayer itself, but about the attitude or posture of our heart in worship. But before we go any further, I need to tell us a little bit about tax collectors and Pharisees. First, the tax collector, when the Roman government took control of Israel, they employed the locals to collect their taxes. These Jewish collaborators quickly became the most despised people in the nation because they were working for the enemy. But it gets worse. These tax collectors were known to cheat their own people by paddling the tax bill and skimming off the top. Pharisees, on the other hand, were people committed to the law of God, or at least to their understanding of it. They were committed to their traditions, while many others in Israel were accommodating Greek and Roman culture. The Pharisees held their ground. They weren't going to surrender one inch. Jesus recognized the positive side of the Pharisees. They were very righteous people, and Jesus once directed his disciples to do everything that the Pharisees told them to do. But, and this is important, he also told them not to do what the Pharisees actually did. The negative side of the Pharisees is that while they observed the law on the outside, they missed the whole point of it, inner transformation and redirecting our hearts and lives toward God. This is something that the Pharisee in Jesus' parable didn't know. He stood in the church and talked in prayer about how great he was, not claiming any need for inner transformation or redirection toward God. In fact, he was so sure of his goodness that he compared himself to the tax collector, made a judgment about him in his heart, and thanked God he wasn't as bad off as the other guy. The Pharisee himself was the focus of the prayer instead of God, exalting himself, lifting himself up. Meanwhile, the tax collector, who supposedly knew nothing about what it meant to be a good Jew, humbled himself, lowered his gaze, confessed his need for God, and prayed for mercy, and God granted him mercy. The parable also says that the tax collector went away justified. He went away with God's favor. If we are going to put the kingdom of heaven first in our worship, that means having a heart like the tax collector's. It's an attitude of the heart that, as Matthew 5:3 says, recognizes our need for him. It is not one that is wrapped up in comparison or in thinking we have it all together. Lord knows we don't. But as we humble ourselves and turn our focus to God, he not only satisfies our needs, but also gives us what we may not even realize that we need. Putting God first in our life kind of worship is all about the attitude of our heart. Let us pray. Jesus, we confess our need for you. We thank you that your goodness and your mercy continue to pursue us all the days of our lives. We pray that you will help us to live with a greater awareness of your greatness and your grace. Help us to always be humble before you. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Now let us ponder and meditate. Take a moment to ponder and meditate about how much we have been forgiven. This isn't about dredging up our past, or it's about being thankful in the present. Whatever comes to mind, let's just direct our gratitude to God for his goodness and grace. Thank you for joining us for the Daily Inspiration. And consider joining us for the Saturday morning Bible study. Thank you. Have a great day.